Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go!
Now it's the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. This show is just for you waking up early with us. It is 5:31 on Tuesday, November the 10th. And good morning to everyone who's already up and checking in on the Finley Volkswagen and Henderson studio line, 702-364-9400. We have Andre checking in. Joby is listening. So is Nelsie. We have Scott J, Maria, Lance, Jim in Michigan, Joyce, Scotty C, Deborah, Cujo, Zach, Rudy, Sandel, Turtle and Boople, Miss Kit Kat. We have Rocky and Jim, Melissa and Francis, Kiki and Peter, Rick, Diana, and Sarah. And on Twitter, at Mercedes in the AM, we have Mike, Michelle, Chris, Jackie, and Rob all listening this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing over there?
I am doing great. I am so happy this morning because our Christmas lights went on yesterday. I am so excited. And when I saw them lit up, I got home from work. Like, I went home after I got off of the radio station so I could change. We were hosting Las Vegas Now on Channel 8 yesterday. So I went home, eat some lunch, get some work done for this show. And then the Christmas light people were at the house, and we hire a company and they come in and they hang up the lights because, one, it prevents many an injury, which my husband and I have had before, and two, many a fight, which my husband and I have had before. So they were there, they were putting them up, and you can't really tell as they're putting them up what it's going to look like. And I, you know, year after year, we kind of do the same thing, but I was just that anticipation. And when I drove home after hosting the show, probably around 4:15, 4:30, and I drive up on the street and I see a little twinkle, and I drive up closer and I see all the twinkles and it was all lit up, and I was just, oh man, it put such a smile on my face. I was so happy.
Awesome. Did you guys keep them on last night, or is it just he was still setting up and you're going to wait a couple weeks, or are you full Christmas lights last night?
Oh, they're full Christmas lights
nice.
On.
Yeah. Very nice.
And what's funny is our neighbors across the street. Now, these are the neighbors that they're, I love them because they are competitive with the decor. We used to be the only street on our, or the house on our street that would decorate for Halloween. They moved in, they decorate, and they decorate better. And so we turn on the Christmas lights, and no joke, last night my husband goes to the front yard. He goes, "Had the neighbors had Christmas lights on before today?" And I was like, "No." We go out, they're all lit up too. We're like, "What?" And apparently they had the lights on from Halloween, and they have those lights where you can change the colors, but they saw now that we had our Christmas lights on, in their mind, it was A-okay to turn them on.
So
they turned theirs on, and I was laughing. I mean, it's a good competition. It's a friendly competition, but I was like, oh, they waited till we turned ours on, and now they turned theirs on.
Oh, do you think they'll try to one-up you guys with what you did? And if they do one-up it, will Matt put something else out front, maybe a snowman or a Santa Claus or something outside?
Well, honestly, they usually do one-up us, but it's one of those things that we're okay with that because we get to see theirs. They have to look at ours. So we really reap the benefits
point,
of
yeah.
it. And so I'm like, one up away. I'm totally fine with it because I get to look at your beautiful home. So, yeah, I was that kind of just put me in the the Christmas spirit, the happy, you know, feeling. And so it was really good, a good day yesterday. How about you? How was your day yesterday?
It was a great day. I talked about this guy before. So after the show, I went to get my car washed because it was dirty from the rain this weekend. It's going to be a nice few days in front of us. So I went to get my car washed, and I'm leaving the car wash area, and there's this Jeep Grand Cherokee rolling up. And I remember this Jeep, it's a nice looking Jeep, and I see the guy start to put the window down. And it's this guy that's hit me at this gas station before, and he sells stereos, sound systems, TVs out of the back of his car. So he puts his window down. I see him put his window down and start to wave at me. I'm like, he's coming at me again. This is hysterical. So I put my window down. Before he could even speak, I said to him, I go, you want to sell me a sound system? And he goes, looks at me, huh? And he's got this thick Boston accent. I'm like, do you have a sound system you want to sell me? And he goes, no, what are you talking about? I got a TV in the back of the car. You want to buy a TV? And I just started laughing. I'm like, listen, I'm not interested in buying a TV, but I got to know. Like, is this a scam? Is the TV hot? And he goes, what are you talking about? I got it at the depot. I'm like, a Home Depot? And he goes, no, the depot. Is there a depot in town that sells TVs or sound systems or anything?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure at all.
I'm good, but it seems like a scam. He goes, you pay $1,000 for this TV at the depot. I got it for $100 if you want it. And I'm like, no, dude, I'm good. Thank you, though. I appreciate it. And he went to, I guess, to the next customer. But I thought it was funny. The guy hit me again at the same spot.
Hey, man, business is business. You see a live one coming, you gotta go for it. You know, I can barely remember who I ran into yesterday, so I wouldn't remember a guy that I tried to sell a TV to a month ago. There's no way I'd remember you.
And then here's the other thing too. At my car wash, they have a 24-hour rain guarantee, which is awesome. So if you leave, it rains, you can come back and get a car wash for free. I'm going to test it today, see if they have a bird poo guarantee, because when I was leaving Las Vegas Now, walk out there to the parking lot in Channel 8, and it's like birds just went to town on my car. Like, you've got to be kidding me.
Oh, man, that's the worst.
I know, and I haven't had like a bird poo on my car in a long time, and so I went out there, and it was all over my car. I'm like, ah. So I don't know if I went back there today, but like, hey, you know, it didn't rain, but it rained something else on my car. Would you guys do me right?
If you're a regular there, I'm sure they'll take care of you.
Yeah, I'm sure they would, too. I just thought it was funny, though, because, you know, you get your car washed and a lot of people say it rains. I get my car washed and there's bird poo all over.
Yeah, they say that they like darker cars. It's more of a Target.
Oh, is it really?
What I've heard before.
You
so
and I
I'm
both got
sure.
black cars. Have you ever been a Target of these guys?
I haven't noticed it recently, but I've definitely had it happen before. What gets me is when it ends up on my driver's side window. I'm like, whoa, what angle were you at? That's very interesting.
Yeah, it comes in sideways.
Exactly. So, well, hopefully, yeah, things get better than after that. That's not a good way to end your day walking out to that.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Alex Trebek is trending again this morning. The TV legend was honored before Monday night's Jeopardy episode. Executive producer Mike Richard paused to remember Trebek as an inspiring figure, and he thanked him for everything that he did on the show. He said that Alex will forever be an inspiration for his constant desire to learn, his kindness, and for his love of his family. Here's how they opened the show on Monday night.
I'm Mike Richards, the executive producer of Jeopardy. Over the weekend, we lost our beloved host, Alex Trebek. This is an enormous loss for our staff and crew, for his family, and for his millions of fans. He loved this show and everything it stood for.
It was really emotional and quite beautiful. Did you watch it by chance?
I did not see it.
No. So he also, the executive producer also was on the Today Show yesterday, and he told Today how Alex Trebek spent his final day.
He had a swing in his backyard that he loved. He actually rebuilt it earlier this year. He was very handy. I don't know if a lot of people know that. And even in his book, he described that he wanted his final day to be sitting on his swing next to his wife, Jean, and kind of watching the horizon. And he got to do that. He was coherent. He wasn't in pain. And the fact that he had a nice final day, I think, makes all of us in the Jeopardy family feel much better.
Just spent his final day exactly the way he would have wanted it.
I heard stories about him too. Like you said, he's a handyman. I was talking to someone that had at Channel 8 did a bunch of interviews with him, Brian Loftus, who did several segments with him. Just talking about before the interviews, he was talking about being handy and working at all, fixing stuff at his house, and it was just nice to see this other side of Alex. He was just like an everyday man. He's some big celebrity living in the spotlight. He was just like an everyday guy doing his thing, which was kind of sweet.
You could tell he was just so down to earth, mm-hmm. and that's why I think it's such an impactful loss for so many fans and so many people that love Jeopardy. He was just a consistent, and he never seemed, even though he seemed so much smarter than all of us, you never felt intimidated by that. He would just seem like a wonderful man. So that is trending this morning. Billie Eilish is trending this morning. She made a big announcement on Instagram that a new single is coming this week. She posted what looks to be artwork for the new song, Shattering White Bust, on a red background with the caption, "Therefore I Am, out Thursday, 11/12 at 10 a.m. Pacific time." I'm so excited for this one. Her brother Phineas actually retweeted that post and wrote, "You are not ready." So Thursday, new music from Billie Eilish.
I love how these singers are just dropping new albums, new songs, just coming out of left field, giving us new stuff. It's really cool.
They're inspired. They're locked down. So yeah. It's like, hey, this gives us a lot of time to get our creative juices flowing. Also trending this morning is CBS. The network is pledging that the casts of some of their biggest shows will become more diverse. They announced a new diversity pledge that says all future casts of shows like Survivor, Big Brother, Love Island, they will contain at least 50% Black, Indigenous, and people of color. This is going to start with the 2021-2022 season. The president and CEO for the CBS Entertainment Group said the reality TV genre is an area that's especially underrepresented and needs to be more inclusive across development, casting, production, and all phases of storytelling. The move follows several Survivor contestants speaking out about the lack of diversity in the long-running show's cast. And then finally this morning, McDonald's is trending this morning. The fast food giant will be launching a McPlant burger. It's part of a new plant-based menu overhaul. They will begin testing the new menu item in select regions globally in 2021 before a wide-scale rollout. They began testing the plant-based burger in Canada, where it did very well. They said they received encouraging response. Can we talk about possibly changing the name, though? The McPlant?
Perfect, right?
I am not going to order a McPlant. I think we need to work on the name. Sounds delicious, and that is what's trending.
Mix 94.1. Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
1299.
And now, here's your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday. It is November 10th. So glad to have you guys joining us this morning, this chilly morning. I stayed up way past my bedtime last night.
First off, your bedtime is, in my opinion, way past what should be a normal bedtime for our hours.
I know. I usually fall asleep between 10 and 10:30. That's when I usually go to bed. Last night, when I finally turned to on my side to sleep, it was 11:11. I know I stayed up later than that, though, because I didn't fall asleep right away because I had busy brain. We watched the final episode of The Queen's Gambit last night on Netflix, and oh my gosh, I was just thinking about so much, and it was so good. My adrenaline was pumping. It was so good. And so I couldn't stop thinking about that. Then I started thinking about playing chess again and how I used to play as a little girl all the time with my mom's Hungarian uncle. He came out to visit and he taught me chess. And
he
didn't speak English. So that was like the only way we would communicate. We'd play chess. And I kept thinking how I really want to get back into it now thanks to that. And then my daughter, Brooklyn, she really wants to watch the show, and she's a huge chess player, and there's a big tournament this weekend. She's like, I want to enter it. And it's an online tournament. It's a local tournament, but it's online. And I'm like, how does that work? And I think you like Zoom, so they know it's you playing and not some grandmaster behind the keyboard. But she's like, I think I want to do the tournament, but I need to study. And so, yeah, that show is just, it's inspired a lot of chess talk in my house. Has anyone seen it? And did you love it? I thought it was amazing. Did you like it? I know you watched a couple episodes.
My wife finished it as well, and she loved the show. She started watching it last week when she was in California, and she finished it. I don't know how many seasons there are, but she finished the whole thing.
It's a limited series. It's a one and done.
Okay, yeah. She finished it because last night she went to watch something, and I'm like, how's the chess show? And she's like, I finished it. It's amazing. So she loved the show. I jumped in. halfway through, and I caught maybe 20 minutes of an episode when I was with her last weekend, and I was into it. I was able to dive into it really fast and kind of get into, and she gave me the quick backstory and some of the characters I was seeing, but I was really into the show when I watched it. I didn't finish it and go back and start it either, but the 20 minutes I thought it was really good.
I highly recommend, if you have any spare time, to go back and watch it from start to finish. I can honestly say it's one of the best shows I've ever seen. It was just so good. I put that right up there with like Game of Thrones.
Really?
On that level. I absolutely loved it, and from start to finish, I was completely into it. I called my mom over the weekend and told her, since she's a big chess player, I'm like, you gotta watch it. So yesterday when I called her just to check in, and she's like, I watched that first episode. The show's very good. I was like, I know, right? It's so good.
Last night we did a walk with the dogs last night, a late walk, probably about 7:30 we went. I know it's cold out, but is it that cold that it's like to the point where you're freezing outside? Because we went to start the walk, we went out back, and I'm like, I am not dressed warm enough. So I went inside and I put a sweatshirt on, and I had two jackets on, a thinner jacket and then a bigger jacket. I had a hat on, I had gloves, I had thick like hiking boots and hiking socks, and it was still chilly last night. Is my blood just thinned out that much where last night I was freezing walking?
Yeah, I'm with you. I think, yes, your blood gets thinner when you live here, because when we go out on our walks, I'm like full on wearing a stocking cap, and I'm wearing at least two or three layers, and then gloves. I get cold easily now. And like I said, I turned the fireplace on over the weekend. I was like, it's so cold. But your blood thins out when you live here, I'm convinced.
And then walking with them too, I got the poop bag in my pocket, but these big gloves on and everything else. When the dog goes to the bathroom, it's now processed. Take the gloves off, take the leash off, digging through my pocket of pockets to find the poop bag and pick it up and do the right thing and pick it up and everything and put all the gloves and everything back on. It's now a process when you're outside walking the dog.
See, my problems are I can't open my phone. I'm not worried about that. I'm like, well, I can't swipe on my phone because I'm not wearing those stupid swiper gloves. I have just the regular one.
And do those swiper? I got a pair of those swiper gloves last year, and I went to use it. They didn't work. The swipe didn't work. And then there was another pair that I saw that you could didn't have the swipe finger, but it had like you can pop your finger out. It was like a little hole at the end of the glove, so you can pop your finger out and still touch your phone.
Oh, that's a good idea. I have swiper gloves and they do work, but yes. I purposely say, like, I'm not going to need my phone on this walk. I'll wear regular gloves. And of course, I check it because I want to see, like, what's my heart rate? How many more minutes of exercise do I need to do? And all that good stuff. But those are things you should not be worried about when you go on your walk and are enjoying nature.
Leave everything behind and enjoy the company. Lots coming up this morning. All right, so 8:25. Dua Lipa, she's doing a virtual concert. Heads Up is back this week, 8:25. When you win Heads Up, you'll get passes to see Dua Lipa's virtual concert, Studio 2054. That's happening on November 27th. And this is pretty exciting. Right after that, around 8:30, maybe 8:35, Cameron Hughes, the crowd igniter for our Vegas Golden Knights. He's been on the show a few times before, and he has a brand new book out. So he'll be joining us to talk about his new book. So we're excited to have him on the show in the 8 o'clock hour. And then coming up next in about 7 minutes, we do have some dirt. We got a surprising elimination from Dancing with the Stars and a surprising engagement. Details are on the way. It's Taylor Swift's Cardigan on Mix 94.1.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Dancing with the Stars. Spoiler here, if you didn't watch last night or you're waiting to watch it today, we've reached the quarterfinals on Dancing with the Stars. And last night was Icons Night, where the celebrities and the pros, they honored music legends like Britney Spears, Madonna, Tupac, and Freddie Mercury. So who went home? It came down to AJ McLean from the Backstreet Boys and his partner Cheryl Burke, and Johnny Weir and his partner Britt Stewart. So who went home last night?
He really enjoyed being on there too. I didn't watch every week, but when I did watch, AJ loved being a part of that show.
Yeah, we're getting down to at this point, quarterfinals, everyone's a half decent dancer. And unfortunately, AJ went home last night.
You have to judge based on who's doing the best job. And mm-hmm. if he's not hanging in there, then it's time to go. But it's still sad to see, everybody, there's only going to be one winner. So what can you do?
And whoever picked Carole Baskin, boy, were you wrong on that one. Nathan Abudaka made us all happy when he posted that TikTok of himself skateboarding and drinking his cran raspberry juice, listening to this song right here, Dreams by Fleetwood Mac, and just kind of vibing. He's a huge sensation right now. Well, over the weekend, he made himself happy by proposing to his girlfriend, Estella. Now, I know, Mercedes, you were supposed to interview him on Sunday. Is this the reason why your interview got moved, because he got engaged?
Yes, it is. I believe so. They said they had a family emergency they had to deal with, so I guess that is the emergency.
He's here in town, or at least he was here in town over the weekend. He got down on one knee Saturday night at the Nobu Hotel in Caesar's Palace, and he popped the question. She said yes. It was a $22,000 ring. Very nice. My gosh, it's a pretty big ring.
There's some money to be had in longboarding with crayon raspberry juice, I'm telling you.
I know. Nathan's sitting pretty right now. They're getting married in December, and they've been together for 14 months, and they met at the potato factory where he works back home in Idaho. Netflix says that about half of their subscribers watched one of their original holiday movies last year. So at the time, they had 167 million subscribers, so that would mean about 84 million subscribers. So according to Netflix, I thought this was interesting, you only have to watch something for 2 minutes for Netflix to count it as a view.
Oh, well, Christmas Chronicles, and I watched it from start to finish, so that's cool.
You just sounded like the mom from Bleeps Creek right there, the way you said that.
Christmas Chronicles.
they have a bunch of new holiday films, by the way. 7 new ones coming out this year, including Holiday with Emma Roberts, Dolly Parton's Christmas on the Square, and The Christmas Chronicles Part 2. Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn are back for that one.
I cannot wait for that. I'm so ready for some new Christmas stuff. And, of course, Elf and Home Alone. Staples. Holiday staples in my house.
Christmas Vacation is another great one, too. That Christmas Chronicles, that came out of left field last year. And that was a really, really cute one.
Yeah, no one expected that. It was so good. And I love the ending on that. Yeah, that is such a good one.
Niall Horan held a live stream from London's Royal Albert Hall this weekend, and it was a huge success. He sold 125,000 tickets to the live stream across 151 countries, and they estimate that 2 to 3 people watched per ticket, so that's about 400,000 people who tuned into the show. And proceeds from the live stream were donated to touring crews who lost their livelihood due to the live music shutdown. So kind of some cool stuff with Niall Horan. And then speaking of live shows, Dua Lipa is doing a virtual concert on November 27th. And in the 8 o'clock hour, around 8:25, we have your tickets to watch Dua Lipa's live concert. It's all coming up on Mix 94.1.
Ed Sheeran on Mix 94.1. It is 6:34 Tuesday morning. Just got off the phone with Nick. Nick was calling to actually request a song, and he was requesting it for his son. And we started talking because his son plays hockey. And he brought something up that I thought was very interesting. So I guess hockey practices are going on right now. Hockey scrimmages are going on in the youth leagues. And what would you do? This is a very interesting scenario. So apparently last week, he said a dad on the other team of his son's hockey game literally yelled to his kid from the stands to hit another player on his son's team. He just yelled out, "Hit him!" No one said anything to that dad. The kid did not hit him, but I guess the kid started playing very aggressively, and he ended up in the penalty box. So, if he had yelled, "Hit him!" to go after your kid, would you have said anything? What do you think about that? Is it okay to yell at your kid to hurt another player? Now, we know hockey is a very aggressive and physical sport, but would that have bothered you?
Do they, and coaches that coach Little League hockey and parents that have kids that play, do they teach the kids how to check in hockey for the youth leagues?
I'm not sure. I have no idea. Hockey parents, do you know? 702-364-9400. I would assume. I mean, that's part of the game, right?
Yeah.
You got to at least know how to defend that.
And so I'm thinking, is there a difference if you would have said check him versus hit him? To me, there's a little bit of a hit him, I think, fist to face or something versus check him. Because, like, football is a violent sport, and you're hitting in football. And I remember parents, you hit hard or hit them, take them out. Not take them out, but hit them, get them. And that kind of cheer is going on because that's part of the sport. In hockey, that's checking is part of the sport unless it's banned in little leagues, and then the dad shouldn't be yelling it. But if checking is allowed, to me, If he yells, check him, it's a move. It's a defense move, offensive move. But if he's yelling, hit him, there's a different tone to hit him.
But hit him, you just said they said that in football. I mean, you don't mean literally hit him in football with a, you know, a fist to the face. So you think it's different? The wording is different for the two sports?
I think it's a little bit different with hockey. And it also depends on the guy's tone, too. Hit him versus hit him, check him, get him. It all depends on the tone of the situation.
See, I feel like it's one and the same. If I hear hit him, I actually I don't think it's like hit his face. I think that would be more like fight
punch him.
But is that just part of the game though? He said he was 10 years old, so they were younger. What do you think? 702-364-9400. Is it okay to encourage kids to be aggressive with each other, fight him, check him, hit him? Oh, if he was referring to your kid getting hit, would you say something? That would bug me. I'm not gonna lie, and I'm not the parent who will go and start a fight with another parent in the stands, but I'd be like, what? They're 10. Are you kidding me? Or is that's out of my realm? Hockey is not in my world, but I've seen plenty of softball games where I've heard parents yell to hit certain players with pitches
Don't you think that's crossing the line of hitting it in baseball versus a check in hockey or a hard tackle in football?
Well, I think that certain players, when you know they're going to hit a home run and you want to hit them with a pitch, you do that so that they just take first base, and that's all. That's the damage, the extent of the damage on that. That happens. I mean, it happens all the time. Softball, baseball, are they different? Or the ball's smaller in baseball, and it probably hurts a lot more. But I'm taking a softball to the side. I've seen plenty of stitch bruises on my child's thigh before when she got hit by pitches. Were they on purpose? Were they not on purpose? I don't know. But I've heard parents yelling before to hit people with pitches, and it's crazy to me.
That's a whole different world. That sounds to me, that's if I got a kid out there playing baseball, my kid's up to bat, and I hear another parent say, hit him with the pitch, I'm gonna have a problem with that as well, because that's gonna cross the line. Because you walk the kid, do something else, don't hit a little 10-year-old with a pitch. To me, that's a different world versus checking in hockey or hard hit in football.
How is it different though? See, I don't think it's different. I think those are all kind of dirty ways to prevent them from being successful.
It could just be me, but I look at it as baseball, someone getting hit with a pitch. You're intentionally throwing the ball at the player, a 10-year-old, or even like a 15-year-old. Hit him with the pitch, that would upset me. I'm sure they do it. Like you said, it happens, and it probably happens sometimes by accident. But if a parent yells, hit him with the pitch, I'd be like, that's a 10-year-old kid out there.
I agree. But then how is hockey different? If you say, hit him, check him, because you're like pushing him and smashing him up against a glass.
I think checking is part of hockey, whereas hitting someone with a pitch is not necessarily the norm when it comes to Little League Baseball.
It 100% is. Like, hitting players with pitches, it's definitely a part of the game.
No, as in the Major League, sure, but as for little kids, though, I don't think...
So when do you teach them? I think with certain plays, you're like, you know, he's crowding the plate. Hit him. Teach him to not crowd the plate. I don't know.
Oh, man. 10-year-olds? I don't know.
Hey, good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Julia.
Julia, what do you think? Good morning.
I'm thinking when I played softball as a younger child, now that I'm older, I thank my mentors, my coaches, how they did it. When I was a shortstop, I got upset. The ball did that thing where it hits the ground and pops and it flies up. And I'm a child, so I got upset and I ran after it. But instead of throwing it and continue playing, I threw it down on the ground, and because I was mad. Well, you can't do that in softball, or there's no crying in baseball.
Yes.
Next thing you know, I felt really dumb and I got punished for it. My coach was like, you know, I had to sit out. For the first time, I had to sit on the bench, and I felt ridiculous. But looking back, it was a lesson learned. But now, as an adult, I think it's hilarious, like when I'm playing a sibling or playing tennis or something, and how you go, hey, better, 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 hey, and you do the haggling, and it can completely throw somebody off, you know, like with the nerves. So, yeah, that's my 2 cents on softball. Mentors were great. I didn't know the lesson then. I was upset, but...
But you learned, you know, that's all part of the growth. Yeah, no, thank you for calling. It's true. I just, I don't know. I think I, at that age, at 10, I'd be like, oh, why are they telling him to do that? I understand checking, but I don't know. It depends on how aggressive it is. And if it was my kid, I'd be like, okay.
What about the chant in baseball? We want a pitcher, not a belly itcher. That was a chant that was...
That was, yeah.
Yeah, that was hurtful words back then.
Tackling and checking are both legal moves in their sports. Hitting a batter happens, but it is against the rules. That's a text that just came in. Hockey and football are contact sports. Baseball is not... Have you ever seen people rushing the mound? It is a contact sport. Or running into the catcher at home plate. Yeah, it's an interesting take. And thanks, Nick, for the call. And we will get your Justin Bieber on, I promise, at some point this morning. Thank you for the request.
All right, coming up next, we do have the Hot 3. What do you got for us?
All right, we are going to talk about CCSD students returning to campus. Is it happening? We've got some details on that. Also, a customer service secret that experts say will get your issue resolved fast. And a guy sells his car, but he has a very sneaky way of getting it back. He did this more than once. We'll talk about it and tell you what it was. Coming up next in the Hot 3.
Savage Love, Josh 685 with Jason Derulo. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Okay, so the million-dollar question. Are Clark County School District children going back to school? Well, the school district has released a 205-page plan for transitioning to a hybrid learning model ahead of the Board of Trustees November 12th meeting. Now, Superintendent Dr. Jesus Jara and staff will present the plan for consideration. Now, they say that the plan follows the health and safety guidelines provided for schools, but also gives their kids the opportunity to address academic gaps and engage with their peers and adult educators. Per the timeline, employees are slated to report to work locations on December 1st. There are some exceptions, though, including those locations that don't allow for social distancing and individual employees who can seek accommodations under the Americans with Disabilities Act. So on January 4th, the model would go into effect for grades 11 and 12, grade 6, pre-K, and pre-K through grade 2. Now, on January 11th, the other grade levels would transition in. Grades 9 and 10, grades 7 and 8, and grades 3 through 5. Students would be divided into three groups. Two are slated for a mix of in-person and at-home learning. And then the third group will do full-time distance learning. The proposed plan details capping classroom sizes to 50%. The district says, of note, the plan's not final. Dates are subject to change, taking evolving health conditions and future information into consideration.
A lot going on there. As a mother of two, would you feel comfortable sending your kids back to school in January?
As of right now, no. Just because, you know, seeing the how things are rising in cases, etc. But I, you know, there's a long time between now and January,
yeah,
so
things
a lot
can change.
Uh-huh. So we'll see. Also, this morning, do you want your customer service issue resolved fast? Tweet your question to the company. An impressive 84% of people who posted a customer service issue on a company's Twitter or Facebook account get the help they want, often within just a few hours or even minutes. They did this study. They found social media posts are seen by tons of people. So making you happy is in the company's best interest. Could be worth a shot and, as opposed to making that phone call. I always feel like a jerk doing that, though. I just feel like I'm, hey, at whoever, I didn't get my package or way to send me a damaged thing. I always feel so bad like calling them out like that. But I guess if you want it done and you're paying good money, you should get what you want.
Or it just takes some kind of immediate action, because my wife and I always say we're going to write an email. So maybe we're staying in a hotel and something just doesn't go our way. And my wife will say, I'm writing an email. I'm like, yeah, you write that email. And it's on a Friday. And then by the time we leave, get home on Sunday and start doing our thing, a week goes by. I'm like, did you write the email? She goes, nah, I didn't. I'm like, yeah. And at that point, we don't care what happened. We're past it.
I think with writing the emails too, you never know where it's going.
Yeah, exactly. It's to customer service. Just go to some portal that no one ever sees.
Yeah, when you tweet it out, they're seeing it, and someone else is seeing it too. Finally, this morning, this seems like a really obvious way to steal a car. I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often. There's a 28-year-old guy named Manotam Tyagi in northern India, and he recently sold his used car to a guy for around $3,500. But he hid a GPS device in the car so he could track its movement. And the day after he sold it, he tracked down the car and stole it back using his spare set of keys. The police figured it out and they realized the guy had pulled that same scam at least 7 times in the past 2 years. He's been arrested on several charges, but 7 times? Does he have 7 cars or was he just doing the same car
same one over and over again? Wow, that
is
pretty clever of that spare key, but yeah, if he's going to get caught at some point. You just sold it, you traded in your car. Do you still have a spare key to that car?
No, when I traded it in, they asked. We need both sets of your keys. They needed everything with it. We did keep the first aid kit, though.
Victory!
I didn't leave that in there.
This is pretty cool. Dua Lipa is doing a virtual concert experience on November 27th. We have your tickets to this virtual concert coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. They are yours when you win Heads Up at 8:25.
Sons, I will wait on Mix 94.1. It is 7 o'clock Tuesday morning, and I was listening to that song, and I was gonna. But when it was starting, I always in my head, even if we don't talk over it, I always try to hit the post in my head. Do you know, like, what I mean? Do you do that with songs when you hear them? I guess that doesn't make sense to anyone listening, right?
Yes.
That's an inside radio term, hit the post.
I think everyone in radio is like, oh yeah, I try to hit the post all the time too, or song starts and you just know when the vocals are going to come in. So hitting the post is, go back to that Mumford & Sons songs, we'll start it over again.
You're talking Mix 94.1. It is Tuesday morning, 7:01. Going to be a beautiful day out there. Looking for a high today of 57. Right now, it is 38. This is Mumford & Sons. I Will Wait on Mix 94.1. That's hitting the post.
That's hitting the post. That's funny. That is just like that's a radio term that radio people would know, but maybe someone outside the industry wouldn't know. Here's another radio term. When that song was playing, I was preoccupied because I was loading up the stop set.
Yeah, well, you got to get ready for the stop set. How long is the stop set going
to
be?
It looks like a 4 to 5 minute stop set here.
Okay, so that's our commercials. That's when we stop and play commercials. But I guess if you're not in radio, you might not know that, or maybe you figured it out. Is there a phrase that only people in your profession know? If you said it to a regular person who doesn't do what you do, would they even know what you're talking about? I love hearing professions words because they sound like gibberish to me, but they mean something.
Call us up right now and give us the phrase and we'll try to guess your profession. 702-364-9400. We can have some fun with us. Give us a call and drop a couple lines on us or a couple words. Here's one for you, Mercedes, from when I worked at the rental car place.
Okay.
I come back to you and I kind of have a dejected face and I go, oh man, that's got a 14-day D.
14-day D, 14 days of damage. It won't be back from the shop for 14 days.
No, that's good though. It's a good guess. At the rental car places, at least when I worked back in the 90s, we tried to upgrade them to customers to a bigger car, or we tried to sell them the insurance. And if they said no, it came up on their contract, decline, decline, decline. So that was someone that declined everything. And 14 days meant the person had the car for 14 days, 2 weeks. And that hurt our commission. So I would say, yeah, I got a 14-day D. This person's got a car for 2 weeks. So they didn't take any insurance, no upgrades, nothing. They just took the flat rental car and that was it.
That's, I would not have any clue as to what you were saying on that one. Our buddy Reed Cowan from News 3 just tweeted us. And his line from his line of work is, hey, cut me a package and then a vo-sot-sot-vo after for the tag.
Now, Reed, Mercedes and I do TV, and I don't know what that means.
I still am having a hard time. I know the cut me a package. A package is like a little vignette. Oh, whatever it is you're watching that's not happening live that they put together. Then a vo-sot, voice-over sot. So you're seeing a video, but you're talking over that. And then sot-vo is, oh gosh, I don't know. And then the tag is when you say the little thing at the very end.
Yeah, jump on with the tag.
Okay,
yeah.
That one is a tough one. All right, let's talk to Danielle. What is your, just say a phrase from your profession that only people in your profession would know. We'll see if we can guess what the profession is. Let's talk to Danielle. Danielle, what is the phrase?
Well, in my profession, we try to reach DOK level 4.
Okay. DOK level 4 is what they're trying to reach. JC, go for it.
Yes, you work in packaging, shipping and receiving, and DOK level 4 means a delivery on kindness, and it means all your packages went out on time. On a fourth level, I don't know. DOK 4.
I feel like you're in education. Like you want to get. Okay, I'm close. I feel like you're trying to get kids to a certain level.
Did you Google it?
No, I did not. I swear to God,
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Depth of knowledge? For real? I just sounded that out. That's really
you're good.
So what are the levels for though?
Well, it's like small questions up to deeper metacognitive thinking, where you try to get them to do heavy critical thinking.
I feel like maybe I learned that at school. I feel like now maybe is there a chart that has to go with that?
Absolutely.
Okay, I don't think I guessed that randomly. I think that was somewhere filed back in my
brain
somewhere.
That's good, Danielle. Thank you.
This one says, I have a lot of eregs in my truck. What do they do?
That is with shipping and irregular deliveries in your truck.
A UPS driver, meaning I have a lot of irregular packages in my truck, big or heavy packages. Per NRS 16, we are not able to provide that information.
healthcare calling to get information on someone?
Let's Google what's NRS 16.
Hey, is that, so-and-so is sick. What's wrong with him? Per PRNS 25, we can't tell you.
It's date of trial. Okay. So you gotta be in law or something. Man, these are hard. You guys are smart.
Really are.
We're talking about hitting the post. Yeah.
And stop sets, which you got to hit right now, or else we're going to be late. And that's a term we'll tell you about later on. Portugal the Man, Feel It Still. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, and our Four Corners Food Drive benefiting Three Square Food Bank. It is back, and it's happening now until November 30th.
And we're doing things a little different this year, obviously, with what's going on. We're not able to go out into the community, to the Four Corners of the Las Vegas Valley, but instead we're going to try and make it easier for you by going into all 44 Albertsons and Vons locations. And all you got to do is when you're shopping, grab a couple of items for Three Square. You can put it in the Four Corners food bins that are located at the register and do your part. Three Square needs your help more than ever. So many people are having difficulties this year, and it's just the right thing to do. So if you are in an Albertsons or Vons location, if you can donate, that'd be great. We would also be honored to accept your monetary donations, and that is super easy too. Just go to our website to donate at mix941.fm.
We never gossip,
or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the dirt on Mix 94.1.
Let's start here. President Trump might be leaving the White House without the one thing that every U.S. president has had since John F. Kennedy. He would be the first to have no new James Bond movies released while in office. So Trump was supposed to get No Time to Die earlier this year, but it was postponed by COVID-19. It's been delayed several times and is currently scheduled to hit theaters on April 2nd of next year. So JFK was the first president. He had one movie. Let's see here. Reagan had the most. Four James Bond movies came out when President Reagan was in office. And those are the Bond movies I remember. This one's from the 80s.
I'm really surprised people track that kind of stuff. Like, who even thought, like, how many James Bond movies do each president get?
People have time on their hands right now, Mercedes.
I guess so.
George W. Bush had three. And then Barack Obama had two James Bond movies come out when he was in office. Yeah, people have a lot of time on their hands.
Interesting.
Phil Collins is in a nasty legal battle right now with his ex-wife, Orianne, and she just took it to another level by dropping some very personal information. So Orianne claims that by 2019, Phil was depressed, withdrawn, and abusive due to a recent back surgery. He was abusing alcohol, painkillers, antidepressants, and he smelled. She says that Phil got to a point where he was living in squalor, refusing to bathe or brush his teeth from 2019 until August of this year, August of 2020.
Oh, boy. That's pretty disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Lily Collins, though, on the other hand, love her and Emily in Paris.
Is she Emily?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she's doing well. But well, this is what Orianne says about her dad, or about Phil, her father. Now, Phil's lawyers say that she's making this all up, and they add that Phil is currently rehearsing with Genesis, so he can't be in that kind of shape that she's claiming, unless the band can put up with his smelliness that's taking place.
But let's be honest, haven't we all kind of gone through, like, a funk? Or maybe we didn't shower for a couple of days, where we just weren't feeling it. So maybe she, you know, maybe there's a little truth to it, but who cares? Is he out of it? You know, I don't like this public shaming. If he was having some issues and stuff, why are you telling everyone that?
Yeah, maybe he did have that little funk where he didn't wash and brush his teeth, and maybe she's exaggerating that he went from 2019 until August of 2020 without bathing or brushing. That's a pretty long time.
That is a long time, but yeah, that's why we have dentists.
Yes. I'm sure dentists have seen that, too. People come in.
Oh, yeah.
They're just like, when's the last time you brushed your teeth? I don't know. 4 years ago?
We want to keep him in business.
Yes. 8-year-old Blue Ivy Carter has already appeared on songs by her parents, Beyonce and Jay-Z. And now she's got her own gig. She narrated the audiobook version of Hair Love by Matthew Cherry. Now, the book is about a dad trying to do his daughter's hair for the first time. Here's a preview of Blue Ivy.
When my hair is in two puffs, I'm above the clouds like a superhero. My hair even does magic tricks. One day, Rocky and I were playing outside when along came the rain. From large to small.
It's very cute.
The book is good.
The book has already been made into an Oscar award-winning short film, and it's being made into a series at HBO Max. So that's Blue Ivy doing a book. I'm going to go back to this. We did this maybe a month or so ago where I've got celebrities reading their own books from audible.com.
All right.
And I'm going to play the audio, and you just have to tell me who the celebrity is. Let's start with this one right here.
It's opening night, the first show of my first ever world tour. This was the first time we'd be doing the full show that we've been planning and working on for more than 6 months. I am in full costume backstage with the usual cast of characters.
Jennifer Lopez.
Yes, yeah. Nice job.
I recognize her voice.
Let's go with this male voice.
My brother Chad and I were rummaging around our pal Danny's treehouse-like cottage he shared with his single mom. I was 13. My brother and his friend were around 9. I had taken to co-opting my brother's friends in those early days after our arrival in Malibu.
Mmm. That's a tough one.
The book is called Love Life. And this person has been on our show within the past 2 years.
Love Life? Love. Is this someone with the name Love in their name? No? Love
no.
Life. Gosh. Oh, Rob Lowe?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
okay.
Exactly. You're good. Two for two. Let me give me some more. Have fun with this. You want male or female?
Surprise me.
Okay, let's go with this one. This might be a tough one.
In the full-length mirror, not sure how I feel about what I've just signed up for. Moments later, I smile awkwardly into the camera, glancing over at my mom on the side. I don't know why I was nervous. I think, in an attempt to calm myself, this isn't that bad. And then, a few weeks later, the catalog arrives.
Alicia Keys.
Yes! Yeah, I wow!
Could, the way she said the word nervous for some reason, then I could hear it right away.
Okay, I'm going to keep going because you're on fire here.
The second one I had some problems with. But
Male voice here. Here we go.
Where I began writing what you hear now.
Matthew
An album,
McConaughey.
A record, a story of my
Easy.
Life.
All right, here's the last one. Let's see if we can go 2-4. This is what, 5-5? Oh my gosh, she's on fire, guys. Here we go. Crowd anxiously waits.
And all of that happened. Just like I knew it would. But something else happened that I didn't expect. I decided to sit still after a life of running and face myself.
to me more.
Yes! Her book is called Inside Out. You just crushed it 5 for 5.
I don't know how I recognize those people's voices. That's crazy. That was fun. I like that game. We should do that regularly.
That's a fun one. Okay, now let's go talk about Cameron Hughes, the crowd igniter for our Vegas Golden Knights. And I want to go back to audio from the very first time he was in studio with us. And this was on January 8th, 2019. In studio guests. We're all next to each other.
Man, those were the days.
Yeah, those glory days. Here's something that... a bit of the conversation that came up.
That's the first time I've ever said that out loud.
I want more of you. So when's the book coming out?
I can't talk about that, but can I come back, please?
Will you come back
absolutely.
And talk
about
it?
This is awesome.
Well, it is a highlight when we go to a game.
Now, the book is out. Cameron Hughes has wrote a book. It's called King of Cheer, and he is, like you've said, come back and talk about it. His book is out today, and he'll join us next hour right around 8:30, and right before that, we have your passes, tickets to Dua Lipa's virtual concert experience. Those are yours when you win Heads Up, and that'll happen around 8:25. Here's Maren Morris, Mix 94.1.
It's Maren Morris, The Bones on Mix 94.1. It is 7:29 on Tuesday morning. What stereotype do you completely defy? Whether it has something to do with your gender, maybe it's your ethnicity, maybe it's people with your name or your hair color. Is there a stereotype that you do not fall into that category at all? 702-364-9400. I just saw a report this morning that says, and this comes out every year, and it's interesting, the numbers stay pretty consistent. It says that women speak 8,000 words a day, while men speak 2,000 words a day. So that's quite a discrepancy there. 8,000 versus 2,000. First of all, both numbers seem very low to me. But just that basically says that women talk a lot more than guys. And obviously, you know, I have a job where I do talk a lot. But I feel like I completely defy that stereotype, because once I'm done with work, I am literally the quietest person. Like, I am so quiet. When I get home, I don't like to talk. My husband's always asking, are you okay? What's wrong? I'm like, I'm fine. I just don't like to talk. It's the weirdest thing. I am not your typical chatty woman, so to speak, with this, according to this report. And I just think it's funny when women say, oh, women, we talk so much. I'm like, oh, I only do when I'm working. Other than that, I'm pretty silent.
And you are, and it's nothing wrong with it, because a lot of times I think you're mad at me, but you're just quiet at times.
I don't know why people think I'm mad just because I don't speak. I just don't like to talk.
Well, I think because they hear what you do for a living, and you talk all morning long, and you have a highly successful radio show, and you're a big personality on the air, and then it's just when you're off the air, there are times, it's not like you're mute, you don't talk. There are certainly times where you're having conversations, very outgoing with people, but I think if someone sees you, like, wait, I heard her talking all morning, why should I talk now? Maybe because you're tired of talking too.
Yeah, that could actually be it. I've been talking all morning, and so what is the stereotype that you defy? Again, it could be something based on your gender. It could be something, maybe you're a blonde and you have like 87 master's degrees. You know those dumb blonde jokes? I hate those because all my blonde friends are so much more. They're so smart.
I thought those jokes went away like 20 years ago.
Yeah,
is that still a thing?
Okay, well, maybe I'm a little late on that. So what is it for you, Jay-Z?
For me, it is. So my wife rides horses. She's an equestrian. And in the horse world, there's a term of being a horse husband or a horse dad. And your typical horse husband or horse dad doesn't want to be there. Because when it comes to horse shows and horse competitions, there's a lot of hurry up and wait. You're sitting around waiting for your wife or daughter or son or whoever to go out and do their thing on the horses. There's a lot of horse terminology that I don't understand. And if there's a dad or a father there and I'm watching, I love being there. I love just being around the horses, being with my wife. Her show could be delayed and she's kind of still warming up and I'm just standing there watching her. I just love soaking it all in. But if there's other dads and some husbands there, they're like, oh, you want to sneak away and watch the game? Or, hey, you know, I got some beer back at the car. I'm like, oh, I'm actually enjoying myself watching my wife here. I enjoy it. So I'm not your typical horse husband in this case. I like just being out there and being around the horses.
Is it having anything to do with the fact that you said that they have, you know, the kids? Maybe they're trying to get more away from their kids than watching their spouses?
But there's a couple other husbands, too, that
okay.
have been out there.
No
and
kids.
Yeah, and I was actually at this horse show this last time, and one of the husbands or boyfriends is like, hey, you want to sneak out and grab some lunch? I'm like, no, my wife's going to go there about 20 minutes. Oh, okay. Because I just enjoy being there, but I think the majority of guys, for some reason, they don't like it.
I love how you turn it into a positive. Like, yeah, it's so cute that I'm like, most people would be like, I don't like to do this, and everyone else does, and you're like, I am a supportive husband when most men are not supportive husbands. It's so nice.
Well, that's the case though. There's stereotypical thing of the horse husband, horse dad, and just I see it all the time, and they just don't want to be there. I'm like, I like being there. It's just why a lot of the times I'm the only guy out there, because a lot of dads and husbands don't come out.
That makes me sad, though. So you think most of the guys and stuff that go just are not supportive?
Well, I think they're supportive of, they're backing their kids with what they do. But as far as, there's a lot of hurrying up and wait.
They
like,
get bored.
Talking 30, 40 minutes just sitting there. Your kid's supposed to go at 8 a.m. And next thing you know, it's 8:45, 9 o'clock, 9:30. You're like, man, they're running late. And they start to get frustrated and want to be doing something else.
We're getting a bunch of texts. You can call us, too, at 702-364-9400. This one says, I am a woman and literally have no sympathy or compassion or sympathy or sensitivity, rather. It is my husband that is the emotional, romantic, carrying one. This one says, I am Mexican, but I hate spicy food. I do not do a single level of spice. And then she writes, that's a lie. Maybe I do Takis. This one says, oh my gosh, there are so many. Some of these are kind of jumbled up. They're like, men get on my nerves. Who am I kidding? People stay back. I don't know what that one was.
When you mentioned the spicy one, Nudia Hernandez, who is helping us out here on the show, we got a big pop from her. You don't like spicy food?
I can't handle it. Do you remember the ghost pepper donuts?
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, that's right.
You know, I can't handle spicy food. Everyone's like, oh, you're weak.
Oh, man. You know what? If it makes you feel any better, my Hispanic family, there's about 30% that are the same. They just don't do spicy. So don't feel bad.
Oh, you do feel bad about it or do you embrace it?
Yeah, no, I feel bad about it. I feel, like a disappointment,
You don't really like spicy either, right?
I can't. I like it. I just can't handle it. But that, I mentioned a couple times, that has changed during lockdown and quarantine. I started doing more spicy foods, so my spice level, Jorge Fernandez here, has gone from, zero tolerance to maybe 4 or 5 level.
Wow. Well, hey, it's progress, man. You'll get there.
Steps in the right direction, right. The Hot 3 is coming up next. What do you got for us?
All right. We're going to talk about the brand new grand opening that is happening today in Henderson. It's a big one. We'll tell you what it is. Also, how many people still plan on traveling this Thanksgiving? And the strangest names that parents have picked for their babies last year. Some of these, I don't know. I don't know if I believe that they're real, but we'll talk about them coming up next in the Hot 3. You gotta
lose somebody. That's Kygo with One Republic. Lose somebody on Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Lifeguard Arena, the practice home of the Henderson Silver Knights, is going to open today at 10 a.m. The brand new facility will also serve as a community center for Henderson residents. And to celebrate, kids from Battleborn Kids will take the first official skate on Lifeguard Arena ice at 10:30 this morning. Lifeguard Arena in Henderson is very similar to City National Arena in Summerlin, where the Golden Knights practice. Like City National, it'll feature 2 sheets of ice, retail space, meeting space, team space for the Henderson Silver Knights. A full-service restaurant and a coffee shop will both open at a later date. The Henderson Silver Knights retail shop at Lifeguard Arena, called The Livery, will open at 10 a.m. And this will be the first opportunity for fans to purchase the newly released Henderson Silver Knights jerseys.
What do you think? I think they're pretty cool. What do you think of the jerseys?
Oh, they're
beautiful.
Do you like them? Yeah. Absolutely gorgeous. I love them.
So, yeah, it's cool. Out there at Henderson on Water Street. So that's exciting stuff. And next, the arena will be next there where the pavilion was out there in Green Valley. It's really cool stuff.
Yeah, looking forward to that. So also this morning, this pandemic is a perfect excuse to avoid having to spend Thanksgiving, getting into arguments with your family and wondering, why did we spend so much money and go through so much hassle to travel here again? Well, people But the thing is, people are not taking advantage of that excuse because according to data from TripAdvisor, 56% of Americans are still going to travel this year for Thanksgiving. Now, that's down from 14% last year, but think about it, it's still pretty high. Perhaps people's trips, they're just going to look different this year, though. Only 11% say they will fly. More than three quarters will drive. 22% are staying in a hotel or an Airbnb so they can get some safe distance from friends and family. People are looking for less busy days to travel, like the weekend before Thanksgiving or on the holiday itself. And 24% say they're going to spend only one night. People are also avoiding big cities, with New York, New Orleans, and Los Angeles seeing the biggest drop in hotel bookings over Thanksgiving compared to last year.
And you guys will be here that week doing Thanksgiving at the house with the family?
Yeah, just our family. Yeah. How about you guys?
Same. We'll be here. We're staying here for Thanksgiving. So my wife and I will do a little Thanksgiving feast for us on Thursday. Talked about maybe going out of town Friday, Saturday, but we haven't done any researching on where we want to go and where we would stay. So I think we'll be here the entire week.
Yeah. It just seems like the safe thing to do for right now, you know?
It's also less stress, too, because we normally stay here for Thanksgiving, but things are kind of up in the air if we're going back or not. And we kind of said, let's just stay here for Thanksgiving. And my wife was saying last night, she's like, you know, I'm looking forward to just kind of having that whole week to just kind of relax and decompress and not worry about traveling, and no one's coming to visit us either, so just kind of have the week to ourselves.
Yeah, that's nice when you can actually relax. I know that's the hardest thing, is allowing yourself to do that sometimes. Finally this morning, it must be disappointing when you name your kid something really strange because you want them to have a totally unique name, and then you find out it's not quite unique enough. Here are some of the most unusual names that parents have picked for babies last year, according to the Social Security Administration. And all of these names went to more than five babies, but fewer than 10. So maybe they thought, hey, this is an original. No one else is going to have that name. Wrong. At least five other kids have it. So here are some highlights. More than five people, but less than 10 named their child Cinderella. Mama is on the list. Mama Smith. Dairy, as in like milk, dairy.
Uh-huh.
Iceland, MacGyver, Attila. Oh, I can't believe this one. More than five people, but less than 10, named their child Infant Boy.
Infant Boy?
Infant Boy.
Is that how it shows on a birth certificate if you don't give your kid a name, Infant Boy?
Yeah, or maybe they saw that on there, and then they said, that looks pretty good. Infant Boy. Rambo, Prince Charles, but all one word. It's not separated. Prince Charles is the entire
one word.
And Subaru. Now, I can't laugh at that one, obviously. That's like, okay, well.
Wouldn't it be great if you were good friends with Subaru? Mercedes, Subaru, is this a car dealership? No, they're two of my close friends.
Oh my gosh. One of my girlfriends, she had a get together last year, and it was the funniest thing. She's like, I have been dying to introduce you to one of my friends. Like, dying to introduce you to her. I'm like, okay. She's like, Mercedes, meet Porsche. And we both look at each other and start laughing. We're like, oh my gosh, how has this not happened sooner?
That's awesome. Coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour, Heads Up is back this week. When you win Heads Up at 8:25, you get tickets to Dua Lipa's virtual concert experience, which is happening on the 27th. It's Mix.
Da 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 da. That's Shade of Mix 94.1. I'm sorry. I am just in the weirdest mood today. I'm singing that song. I was just singing a cartoon theme song about 3 minutes ago. And is there any cartoon theme songs that you still remember from either your childhood or maybe you had kids and you remember it from their childhood? You may not know this one, JC, but if you have kids that are maybe, I don't know, I'd say 8 to 14, you might remember the TV show The Wonder Pets. Or if you're currently on TikTok, there's a lot of people are using the sound from Wonder Pets, and they sing, you know, what's gonna work? Teamwork. Do you know Wonder Pets?
I've never seen Wonder Pets.
Oh,
I don't have any kids. I'm not on TikTok. I do have the theme that were you just singing the theme to Wonder Pets?
Yes.
It's right here. I have the theme.
Okay.
For some reason, it's in the system.
It's going to get stuck in your head. I'm warning you. And also, I want to know, 702-364-9400, what is the cartoon or kids show theme that that you still remember to this day? It could be an old one, or it could be one that your kids watch. What is it? This one, it's an earworm. It's going to get stuck in your head.
Ready?
Yes.
The phone is ringing. The phone will be right there. The phone is ringing.
Oh my gosh, and they're so cute. It's a baby turtle, it's a guinea pig, and it's a duck.
There's an animal in trouble.
And they're friends.
There's an animal in trouble.
And they go on adventures.
There's an animal in trouble somewhere.
Oh my gosh.
And so you know this one by heart. Ingrained. It's in your memory right now.
It goes on and on. And I'm already singing it in my head. I love the Wonder Pets. And then the other one that gets stuck in my head constantly was from Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. The hot dog, hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. Do you know that one?
Let me see if I got the hot dog song from the Mickey Mouse Club. Hold on, Mickey Mouse. This
hot dog.
Yes. And I do the dances. Mickey does his own dance. Minnie is doing one. Donald, Daisy.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog.
You know, they get stuck. It was sad news, but he lived a well life. The creator of Scooby-Doo, or co-creator of Scooby-Doo, passed away recently.
Yeah.
And as soon as I saw, and I'm sure a lot of people saw the headline and heard the news, the first thing that goes to your mind is Scooby-Dooby-Doo, the theme song, right? It's right there.
Where are you?
We need some help from you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need some help from you right now, Scooby-Doo.
That is a classic.
But as soon as I heard the news, Scooby-Dooby-Doo, that's the first thing that came to mind.
It's so true. What's the kids' cartoon or TV show that you still remember to this day? 702-364-9400. Sorry to the person that just texted. Great. Now Wonder Pets is stuck in my head. Thanks for that. I apologize. I just, you know.
That's life.
What can we do? Shannon, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What is it for you?
I was born in 1994, so my theme songs that I remember are Teletubbies or Barney.
Here's the Teletubbies.
Time for Teletubbies. Time for Teletubbies. Time for Teletubbies.
This show weirded me out so bad.
Winky, 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 winky. Dipsy.
Were you kids into Teletubbies, Mercedes?
Kind of. It was. Do you remember? Did you ever watch Teletubbies?
No, Teletubbies. We're kind of like adults when it came out, right?
Yeah, we were. But there was like, wasn't there like a sun with a kid's face in the sun? I don't know why, but they used to freak me out all the time.
And then the other one she mentioned was Barney.
Oh, of course.
I love you. You love me. We're a happy.
Okay, that's enough Barney.
Fun fact that I think everyone knows already, Selena Gomez and Demi Lovato, both on Barney. I always love that one. Let's talk to MC. Hey, MC, what is it for you?
The first season of Pokemon.
The Pokemon theme. Okay, so JC's going to look for it. I don't know if we have it, but how does it go?
It's like... Oh, shit, now that you put me on the spot, it's hard to think of.
Pokemon theme. Do you have it?
I got it, yeah. Let me play
okay,
it. See if you get it, MC. Here we go, buddy. Take it away, MC. Go.
Huh? Yeah, we're all singing. That sounds like that could be like a hit from the 80s, doesn't it?
It does.
Pokemon. Love it.
It does have the DNA of an 80s song.
I love it, MC. Keep singing, buddy. We'll play it.
Awesome.
That's so funny. I'm sorry to all the people that got songs stuck in their head today. There are some really good kids theme songs out there, though. I love it.
We have a lot coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour. Where do we start? Coming up next, we're kicking off 60-plus minutes commercial-free. 8:25. So Dua Lipa is doing her virtual concert experience, Studio 2054. And we have your tickets to this. They are yours when you win Heads Up. And then right after that, so around 8:30, maybe 8:35 at the latest, Cameron Hughes, our favorite, the crowd igniter for our Vegas Golden Knights. He has a brand new book, and he's joining the show. It's all coming up. That's Savage Love on Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. We just kicked off 60-plus minutes commercial-free, and lots going on between now and 9 o'clock, including Cameron Hughes, crowd igniter for our Vegas Golden Knights. He's got a brand new book out. He'll be joining us around 8:30 and coming up here in less than 5 minutes, Dua Lipa. She's got that virtual concert coming up. We've got your tickets to get to watch Dua Lipa's virtual concert. So much going on this morning.
I'm really excited to talk to Cameron. He said he wanted us to be his first radio interview because he said we were partially responsible for him getting off his butt and writing a book.
Yes.
And I'm so happy for him. He's such a great guy.
He's awesome. I realized I do something. Is there a little thing that you do when you get home from work that kind of, I don't know, kind of decompress, de-stress? It's a tiny little thing that I do, but when I go upstairs and my shoes are off and I take my socks off at the end of a long day, we've got this Berber carpet upstairs, and I like to take my bare foot and just kind of shuffle along the Berber carpet because it has a lot of texture to it. And as I'm shuffling along, going from the bedroom to the bathroom or down the hallway, just shuffle, shuffle, shuffle. It's like a little mini massage on my feet, and it feels so good.
So Berber carpet, that's the high pile carpet, or is that like a medium pile? I'm spacing my carpets.
What's high pile mean? It's
like really high and thick.
No, it's more like low and like okay. bumpy.
So that's the one that's like weaved in.
Yes,
kind of. Okay,
yes,
yeah. That's a very low pile, but if you have a good cushion underneath it, they always say you gotta don't spend the money on the carpet, spend the money on the cushion. The carpet, you can replace it, but that cushion is priceless. So you have a good cushion, you got a nice Berber on top of that. That's that must feel like you're walking on a cloud.
I just go shuffling along and it feels so good on my feet. I equate it to the equivalent. And is this really a thing, ladies, that at the end of a long day when you get home and you take your bra off? Take the bra off for the first time and kind of release the chest there. Is that a little thing that kind of de-stresses you?
I see. I don't do that. I know a lot of women do. I think I'm probably the only person that doesn't. But the whole walk in the door and take off your bra immediately, I do not do that at all.
Nudia.
I literally keep my bra on until I go to bed.
And you just take it off and go to bed?
Yeah. What about you, Nudia? Do you take it off the second you walk in the door?
Oh, you best believe everything comes off when
yeah,
I walk in
you're
the
just,
door.
You're done.
I'm like, get me out of this, hair up, let's go, robe on. Like, no, that's the best feeling ever for me.
I don't know why I don't go for it. But, it's one of those things where I think we all take something off. But maybe it's not the bra. I'm always the shoes. Shoes come off immediately. And I try to put my feet up somehow. Just like whether it's on the recliner or on the couch, I try to put my feet up. But yeah, I don't go for the bra first. But let's be honest, who's wearing a bra right now? I mean, most people are stuck at home. I didn't wear a bra the whole time I was working from home.
Are you, Nudia, wearing a bra right now?
Oh, yeah, but it's a sports bra. But we're not doing a whole thing today.
When you work from home, are you wearing a bra?
No.
Yeah. It's like, first, it's a waste of a clean bra. It's more laundry to do. Second, why? Oh, for who? You know, who needs to see that?
Are there any other little stresses that you guys do, little things to kind of decompress? Any ladies out there, do you do the bra as well? Or do you do the Berber carpet foot rub like myself? Just kind of, or Mercedes, kick the feet up on the couch and just kind of sit back for a second and soak in the day.
I've been really like into, ever since I discovered it, and then we talked about it on the show, listening to the 417 hertz sound. Whenever I'm getting like really stressed out or I just need to relax, there's a bunch of like channels and YouTube channels dedicated to 417 hertz sound, and I just will turn that on and just listen to it constantly, and it does wonders. They say if you listen to that sound, it helps to remove negativity from your body. It helps you with your manifestations. It releases that anxiety and stress that you feel.
I don't have it anymore. I used to have the sound. We played it, and everyone, it's one of our podcasts. You can listen to it, or we'll repost it.
Whenever I hear it, I just can breathe deeper. And there's so many channels that are dedicated to that sound, and it's just, I don't know what it is. I'm really into listening to that, and it helps so much.
When we first did it, yes, some people could agree. How does this sound work for you? It's the sound for Heads Up, and right now we got a really cool prize for you. Caller 20, 702-364-9400. You're caller 20, you get to play Heads Up, and here's the prize.
Yeah, we are going to hook you up with your own private concert. Kinda. It's the Dua Lipa virtual concert called Studio 2054. It's a night of music, mayhem, performance, theater, dance, and more. It's happening November 27th. These virtual concerts are so fun, and you could win yours right now. Caller 20. You get to play Heads Up. You pick your category. You pick your partner. And if you get 6 in 60 seconds, you are going to win. Let's do this. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
Harry Styles, Adore You. It's Mix 94.1 doing 60 plus minutes commercial free.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Amber, you're caller 20. You're playing Heads Up.
Hey.
Are you ready to do this?
I am ready.
Okay, pick a category. Do you want to go with Born on the Bayou, Military Time, Refrigerate After Opening, or November to Remember?
Refrigerate After Opening.
Okay, Refrigerate After Opening. November 15th is National Refrigerator Day. So these are all things that you would find in your refrigerator, okay?
Okay.
Okay, who do you want to pick as your partner this morning?
I'm going to go with you, Mercedes.
Okay, let's do it.
Ladies, Amber, here we go. You got 60 seconds on the clock. You get 6 correct, and you'll get those tickets to Dua Lipa's virtual concert experience. You start now.
This is a condiment. It's white. It best foods is...
Annie.
Yes. This is also a condiment. It's red. Heinz.
Ketchup.
Yes. This is something you would dip your sushi in. It's very salty.
Soy sauce.
Yes. This is not margarine, but the real stuff.
Butter.
Yes. This is a drink you would have probably in the morning. A screwdriver.
Coffee.
Is
orange juice.
Yes. This is, it's peanut butter and
jelly.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, Amber, like you flew through that. That was amazing. Great job.
Amber, congrats.
Awesome.
You guys crushed it. The both of you. Kidding me? That was huge. Amber, you just got this ticket to Dua Lipa's virtual concert experience, Studio 2054. The live stream takes place 6 o'clock on November 27th. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
If anyone needs any help with condiments, you know where to go.
So we go from Dua Lipa and Heads Up to Cameron Hughes, the crowd igniter from our Vegas Golden Knights. He'll join the show in just about 6 minutes. It's Mix 94.1. Gabby Barrett and Charlie Puth, I hope they'll be performing that song tomorrow night on the CMA Awards. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
He is the king of cheer. He is part of the culture of Las Vegas and the Vegas Golden Knights game. And now I think we got to be honored. He's giving us his first radio interview. Cameron Hughes, the crowd igniter. Hi.
Can I get a woo, 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 woo?
I'm still feeling that enthusiasm, even though we're on the phone.
I know. I wish I could be with you guys and with the fans and, you know, sweating and throwing crazy T-shirts at everyone. But we'll get back there soon, that's for sure.
Have you been doing any Zoom calls? Have you been doing any Zoom igniting over the past few months?
I've kind of resorted to the Zoom crash where, you know, I'm literally crashing people's, like, important marketing meetings and jumping in. And I tell them, I'm like, hey, I can't wait to talk to you. And they're always like, hey, Cam, the meeting's in 2 hours. I'm like, oh, well, I'm already here. Let's have some fun. And everyone in the Zoom's like, is this guy for real?
You are for real. And that's the thing. 26 years. I can't, over 26 years, you've been igniting crowds at sporting events. And I remember the first time I saw you at a Golden Knights game. It's just the second you appear on the big screen, people go crazy. And you bring such fun and enthusiasm to the arena. And our first interview with you, I'll never forget. We asked, have you ever thought about writing a book about your life? And look at you now. It's called King of Cheer. And you've got a book about your life. How amazing is that?
Well, there go the emotions. I mean, I remember you guys asking me that like it was yesterday, and I had always wanted to do it and just put like all the stories together. So I did it, you know, and I think the pandemic helped me kind of get over the finish line in different ways, but I'm holding it in my hand, and yeah, it's King of Cheer. And I just feel like so overwhelmed, but so satisfied that I can put it all in a place where people will understand it a little more. I can't wait to share it with everyone, and I'm just so excited about it.
Well, that's the thing about you. You are a motivator. And I remember that first interview when we had you here in studio, and we were laughing, we were crying, and it's you just, you touch people when you speak and when you act, and I'm looking forward to reading the entire book. You've been doing it, as Mercedes said, for over 26 years, Olympics, NBA Finals, Stanley Cup Finals. Is there a standout game to you?
Well, I mean, one game, like literally one game?
Yes, one game.
One game, one moment. What's a standout one?
Oh, I mean, it's the hardest question I get asked, but I will tell you, it's Vancouver Olympics, Canada, U.S. I had done 24 games. I literally couldn't put my hands together because they were cut from bleeding. I'd been on like a health plan to get through it. I got three warnings for my behavior because I was going a little too crazy. And I'll never forget being there and being part of the Olympics in, you know, in Canada, but just in a global stage. And I was just so proud that I made it to that point, you know?
Would number two be Golden Knights, Washington Capitals, Stanley Cup?
Number two, I mean, yeah, Las Vegas was, yes. Sorry.
We want you to say Las Vegas, Cameron. Can you tell?
No, I mean, you know, it's funny because I've got a great story about Vegas. So I'm working with, you know, I write the book. I put all the ideas down. I'm shaping it. And then I get a friend of mine, he's become a friend. He helps me edit it, right, and put it together and you know, all that sort of magic, you know, like almost like a coach, right? And he comes in and he goes, you can't write six pages about Vegas. And I looked at him and I go, yeah, I can, dude. I can.
I'm the king of cheer. I can do whatever I want.
Yeah. But it was hard to do. I got to tell you guys, I mean, I'm not just saying that, but it was hard to do Vegas because, I mean, we all know there's so many different nuances about, like, you know, from the first night to having a hockey team even to the finals to just feeling part of the community. You know, like, you know, a fan texted me last night. He was like, hey, I just want to tell you, you know, like what you did for my kid. It meant so much. I can't wait to read your book. And I'm literally like, oh, my God. Like, you guys know me. I'm like, how lucky am I, you know, to be part of a community. And I think for Vegas to be the first night for me, I think like a lot of people. And then probably the comeback game against St. Louis where they were down, I think, 3-0. I fell. I cut my leg open. I was about to have a heart attack. And my helper was like, you should stop. I'm like, I'm not stopping.
Let's tell everyone where they can get the book. It's called King of Cheer, Stories of Getting Up, Showing Up, and Never Giving Up from the World's Most Electrifying Crowd Igniter. Where do we get it?
Thank you for writing that blurb, by the way. That was perfect. yeah, you can get it on my website. It's CameronHughes.tv, and then you can go to, like, you know, the major online retailers. So it'll keep showing up in different venues and avenues. And, you know, thank you guys for your support. And to Vegas, I can't wait to see you guys. It's going to be when we come back, it's going to be next level.
We can't wait. And we are so incredibly proud of you, Cameron, from taking just a comment to making action. You did it. You're like, you're amazing. And we're so proud of you.
Well, you know, that moment that we had, like I told my publicist at the time that helped me out, Kelly, that was the best radio interview I have ever done. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart, that your genuine spirit and love for everyone just, like, I don't know. It's just, it was magical. And I always appreciate your support in Vegas and can't wait to give you guys a big hug.
We can't wait either, Cameron. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Woo-hoo!
See you, buddy.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
All right. Here is Panic at the Disco. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.